Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to the program Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion, given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to study your word, particularly as we go through the book of Matthew. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten your word and let it be a blessing to all the hearers today, those hearing via the radio and those hearing via the internet. Bless each and every one and let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us. We'll praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 9:35 through 10:15. Devotional focus verse. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:37 and 38. A gentleman in our congregation tells of an event that occurred when he was about 5 years old on the old family farm in Minnesota. The family had large fields of wheat, barley, and some oats, and the crops were golden and ripe. It was time to harvest. Suddenly, his father got desperately ill with an appendicitis attack. There was no way that he could harvest the crops, which needed to be reaped in time for the threshing machine that would soon be in the area. Also, the unharvested crops were vulnerable to summer rain that would cause devastation. Thankfully, there were brothers and cousins who came to the rescue and reaped, bundled, and shocked the crop in time for the threshing machine. The bundled and shocked sheaves were also safe from any summer rains. As Jesus beheld the Jewish multitudes, he saw them as a potential spiritual harvest. He knew stormy times were coming and that much pain and heartache lay ahead. His heart was filled with compassion for these people, and he knew they needed to be brought to spiritual safety before the destruction would come, if only there were enough laborers for such a huge task. Certainly, the souls of mankind are facing troubling times today. As we look around us at the sin and heartbreaking human conditions in this world, our hearts are saddened. War, famine, torture, starvation, crime, abuse, and poverty are rampant. Even more tragically, millions of souls are headed for a lost eternity, and the time for repentance is drawing to a close. Soon the harvest could be lost. But there is good news. There is hope for all people through Jesus and his gift of salvation. As we consider the lost condition of so many around us, we need to feel an urgency to get the gospel out. We need to feel compassion for the lost and hurting, and to pray for a passion for these souls to be saved. As we take up the burden for souls, we must pray that laborers will reach the corners of the earth we cannot touch. Truly, life's greatest responsibility comes from a call to win souls, but the greatest joy comes from a fulfillment of that call. Background information. Matthew, having been a tax collector, likely was an expert record keeper. This could explain why he kept written records of Jesus' actions. In doing so, Matthew gave evidence of Jesus' kingship by giving us examples of many of his words and accomplishments, including preaching, teaching, and healing throughout the cities and villages of Israel. Besides proclaiming God's plan for mankind and his coming kingdom, Jesus had a heart of compassion for the simple people whom he saw as scattered sheep without a shepherd. Jesus knew there was help for these fainting souls, but who would spread the word of this wonderful hope? Jesus commissioned his followers to pray for laborers to reap a spiritual harvest of these souls who would believe if they only knew the way, comparing the multitudes to ripened fields. As Jesus called his 12 disciples to come near to him, he gave them authority over unclean spirits and to heal sickness and disease. The scripture in today's text lists the names of the apostles who came from many walks of life. This shows that all types of people are called and all are needed to be laborers in his vineyard. Bartholomew was likely another name for Nathanael, and Thaddeus was also called Judas, the brother of James. Simon the Canaanite was at other times called Simon Zelotes. Jesus commissioned his disciples to go preach the gospel to the Jews. It was his plan for the converted Jews to become his messengers to the Gentiles at a later time. The disciples were to declare that God's kingdom was near. While the Jews were anticipating that their Messiah would come and set up an earthly kingdom that would overthrow the Roman captors, Jesus was referring to his spiritual kingdom that would take root in the hearts of men. Jesus went on to commission the disciples to heal people and cast out devils just as he had been doing. Since they had received freely of God's gifts, they were to freely give to others. Then those to whom they ministered were to provide for the disciples, as they were deserving of this sustenance because of their labor. For those who rejected God's message, the disciples were to shake the dust off their feet, which in that culture was a symbol of separation. Possibly, this would warn the observers that the call of God was ceasing, perhaps never to return. Those who received the message were to be given the blessing of peace. Conclusion. Today, more than ever, there is a world that needs to be saved before it is too late. Let us pray and work with a passion to rescue the lost. What a joy it will be one day to lay sheaves at the Master's feet.
You have enjoyed our time of devotion today. We welcome you back at the same time tomorrow for another edition of our daily walk. For now, if you are in Stavanger area, we would like to invite you to our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church located at Chensvolvian 56, next door to Chensvol School. You will hear good music. You'll be able to participate in singing. You will hear personal testimony of what God has done in the life of many people. And more than that, you will be able to hear the Word of God. We invite you, should you want to know more about our church, visit our website in Norwegian, apostolisk-tro.no. Or would you prefer to know more about us in English? We invite you to visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We pray God bless you as you continue to join us in this program. We will close our devotion today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another opportunity you've given us to listen to your word through this program, Daily Walk. We look up to you today, Jesus, that you will help each and every one of us to be a true representative of you on earth, to be a true disciple and a true ambassador, reflecting your love to the world around us. Help us, Jesus, to be faithful in all areas of our lives, that your light will shine through each and every one of us. We look up to you, Jesus, today, and we ask for your blessings to be upon all the hearers and all the listeners of this program. If there is anyone that is listening to this program that have not made up their mind to be a follower of Christ, we ask you, Jesus, to reach out to them. Let your Holy Spirit minister to them. Let your Holy Spirit draw them close to you, and we'll glorify you. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered. For we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could not express just what the Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he gave his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him. I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation. Salvation full and free, I can never do it.